This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Young people looking for an introduction to the Albuquerque Youth Symphony Program will have a great opportunity over the next few days. The AYS Open to the Public Playathon is Saturday afternoon at the Cottonwood Mall. The Youth Symphony performs Sunday afternoon at Popejoy Hall. And two of the AYS orchestras play Tuesday night at Albuquerque High School. Joining us this morning is the music director of the Albuquerque Youth Symphony Program, Gabriel Gordon. Gabe, first of all, Tuesday night at Albuquerque High School, along with the AYS Youth Orchestra, is a new orchestra. Tell us about it.
It's the AYS Guitar Orchestra, and it's the first of its kind in the country, a weekly guitar orchestra that performs three times a year. Several years ago, the same people who wanted to start this orchestra, including Mickey Jones, the conductor, started the Allstate Guitar Orchestra, which has over 70 students in it. And they came to us and said, we'd like to start a weekly program. And so we said, yeah, and it's been a huge success.
So how many young guitarists in the AYS Guitar Orchestra?
There are 28. And if you've never heard the sound of 28 guitars playing at the same time, you have to come to this concert. It's really amazing.
Can you give us an idea of what kind of music the orchestra might be playing Tuesday?
They play arrangements of four guitar pieces, as well as some works that have recently been written for the ensemble, as well as arrangements of symphonic works. You name it, they can do it. It's really amazing.
Speaking of new ensembles for the AYS program, Sunday afternoon, the Albuquerque Youth Symphony is performing along with the Albuquerque Youth Choir, right?
The Youth Symphony Choir, which is in its second year, is going to perform with the Youth Symphony two numbers from Mendelssohn's Elijah. And it's really, really extraordinary to hear these voices.
And you will be leading the Youth Symphony concert Sunday afternoon at Popejoy Hall.
That's right.
What's on the program other than the Elijah selections?
It's a huge mixed bag. We're going to be traveling to many different parts of the globe. We're going to start with the Schubert Rosamund Overture and then go to France, the Hébert Flute Concerto with our concerto soloist Sylvie Tran, and the Cecil's Danse Bacchanal.
Lovely.
We go to Mexico, where we're going to hear a huapango by Jose Pablo Mancayo, and then come back here to New Mexico to hear Warner Hutchison's The Desert Shall Bloom as the Rose. Warner lives here now in Albuquerque, and he'll be attending the performance.
Wow.
And then we'll be ending with the Borodin Polovetsian dances in Russia.
Fantastic. If anybody has not heard the Albuquerque Youth Symphony perform, you would swear you were listening to a professional ensemble. It's really spectacular.
They're great, great students.
Gabe, if some young person comes and says, wow, I would like to take part in the program, what is the first step?
All you need to do is contact us via email at ays@aysmusic.org. Our audition information is going to be posted within the next couple of weeks. We audition starting in late April and going through May. That is for grades 4 through 12. And if you're a singer, come join us. If you want to play in an orchestra, come join us. If you want to play in a band, come join us, because we have it all.
Fantastic. Gabriel Gordon is music director and conductor of the Albuquerque Youth Symphony Program. All sorts of musical events are taking place around the city Saturday and Sunday afternoons and Tuesday night. For a performance schedule and for more information, visit aysmusic.com. Gabe, thanks so much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.